When the Scottish Thistles step out on court at Birmingham 2022, they will carry with them the honour of representing their country. It's a privilege every player takes seriously, and one only a select few truly understand. One of those who will know better than anyone what the current Thistles are going through as they take on the world's best is former Thistle Leslie McDonald. Now head coach of Strathclyde Sirens, prior to her role at the Super League franchise, Leslie has a prolific international career for Scotland. Across a 17-year-long Thistle career, the former shooter accrued 132 caps for her country, making her Netball Scotland's most capped player to date. What she has achieved in a netball dress is an astonishing feat and is why she is so highly regarded on the Scottish netball scene. But everything she has done and continues to do is perhaps unsurprising when you just know how much netball has been a part of Leslie's journey to now and for how long she has been committed to shaping the future of the sport. Like most people, Leslie's start in netball began at school. Finding her feet as a natural athlete, she took up lots of other sports but always found something special in netball.
So first started netball when I was at primary school. It was just one of the activities, many activities that our school put on at that point, and very grateful, I suppose, from that perspective to be able to have interaction with netball so early in my younger years, and it just literally progressed from there. Every opportunity I was given, I just kind of jumped at that through secondary school and then into national squad. So I played a number of different sports, but for some reason I just kept on gravitating back to netball each time. And yeah, it was just a sport that I loved being involved in from a team perspective, and the interaction with others within the team. And I had really good friends going through different journeys, and I think from that perspective that's what I really grasped onto in my early years in particular, just how important it was to be in that team environment but also have your friends around about you enjoying what you were doing and playing the sport. And then obviously by the time you get into the national kind of setup, it gets a little bit more serious. But at the same time, what I love more about it was the fact that the friendships that you build become friends for life, as opposed to when you're a little bit younger, it was fun and you enjoyed it because your friends were there. But this was more about developing the friendships that then were part of a huge journey in terms of how long you're in the squad for.
As Leslie's international playing career began to take flight, she also took up a role working as sports development officer for Netball and Judo and Culture and Sport Glasgow. It put her in a prime position to be able to shape change she knew the sport needed as a player. Leslie discovered that the more she progressed on court, the more energy she was able to pour into her work.
I think the more opportunities I got within netball, the more opportunities I got within the job as well, because I was able to express more in how I wanted to develop the sport because of what I could see within the sport itself and where I wanted my vision in terms of wanting to make sure there's more girls involved in netball, having the professionalism and having the role models for young girls to be involved in the sport. And I think the more that you got involved in the excitement around that, the more the job then. So certainly I think the netball perspective really drove the job thereafter, because I wanted so much from a netball perspective to showcase and to show what young females can be part of and how they can develop themselves individually to be part of the sport. Then that really drove the ambition and desire for me to really ensure that netball was growing within our country.
Negotiating the demands of a full-time job and club career was a reality for Leslie, as it is still today for most athletes in the UK. While tough decisions have to be made in order to strike the right balance, Leslie never found herself struggling or questioning her commitments. Instead, for the former Thistle, the number one priority was always about seizing opportunities to personally improve so that, in turn, she could help grow her team.
I think people always talk about sacrifices. Is it a sacrifice or is it a choice? And like for me, it was always a choice that I wanted to be the best I could be within netball. And that, like, again, from an opportunities perspective, I was able to go down and play for Northern Thunder within the Super Cup at that point, because I knew that that would then develop me as a netball player, and then bringing that back into the Scotland setup at that time, I just thought that there was opportunities there for me personally, but also from a team perspective as well. So I think from a sacrifice or choice, I was always like with the mindset to say, what do I need to do to be the best I can do? And I was like going to push myself to ensure that I was that player at that point. And I just, as a knew from a personal perspective that would then ensure that I developed as an individual, because I was able to then understand what that required, get up early and do the early morning gym sessions, to do the extra shooting sessions that I needed to do, to work with my teammates to improve what we're doing within the attacking end in particular, to have some analysis at that point, very different to what we've got now. But certainly there was lots of other things that came on board to ensure that we were successful within our own team at that point.
Having been such an important role in pushing Scotland's national team to do more and be better, reflecting on where the current Thistles are now to when Leslie started out, a lot has changed.
Yeah, certainly from when we were younger within the national squad, there wasn't the support that we have now. We didn't have Institute of Sport supporting us with the S&C programmes, with the psychology, with the lifestyle and all the things that come around the support that we've received. So we had to literally manage that ourselves. So from a training programme perspective, what did we identify as the key things ourselves to ensure? So it was a very own ownership of our programme, which again allowed us to drive that, because we knew how our bodies worked. We wanted to push further in terms of our own week and what we could do within a week, so we could judge that and what we wanted to do. So I think we were very much the drivers of our creation at that point, certainly around with our coaches and the limited support staff we had at that point when we were in those age a long time ago. But they all had the same desire to improve the players as much as we could, and then also from a team perspective to push through within the rankings at that point. So we all had the same goal, all pushing and striving for the same thing.
Seeing all the improvements now, Leslie admits, can be hard, especially comparing to the resources she had once known. But these negative feelings don't last long, because she knows she and all the squads she's been a part of have all contributed something along the way to get Scotland in netball to where it is now.
Obviously, with how the sport has grown so much over the years, and what the athletes receive now is huge, and it's massive, and it's part of the legacy, I suppose, of where we've kind of come through, and everyone's contributed to that. Whoever's had the dress on before, we always talk about you leave the dress in a better place, and everything that those players have done previously have all contributed to where the sport is now. So I wouldn't say it's frustration, it's just it was where the sport was at that point, and we'd done everything possible within that time frame that we were part of that squad to do everything possible for us. So I think it's just as you go through different generations, everything just kind of shifts and everything grows. People before us would have probably felt exactly the same. They would have done everything possible to ensure that they were the best they could be at that point, and that's allowed us to then, as I say, grow and be where we are just now.
Now in a position where she can look back on her own experiences and also influence what is happening going forward, Leslie's thoughts often turn to those who were at the very start of the Netball Scotland journey. She knows what she is doing today wouldn't be possible without them, and appreciating their efforts is also a crucial part in understanding Netball Scotland's legacy.
Those people who wore the dress before anyone else, that's an amazing achievement, but actually set us off in our sport. So these guys have done probably more for anyone so far, the fact that they were the creators and the founders of where our sport started. So I think just understanding the history, the identity of where we've come through the different years, who's all played within that, their memories, their development within, because everyone will have different memories, they'll have different stories to tell, and each squad and each player will have something different to contribute to the legacy that now has been created. And obviously where the Thistles are just now, they were always going to be aspiring to be the best they can be. And as I said, that I think the fact that we have the opportunities now to thank those who have been in the dress before anyone else, I think it's been a great thing for us as a sport and identity, and ensure our Thistles have an amazing legacy.
The Birmingham 2022 Commonwealth Games will soon be here, and the imminent arrival of the quadrennial showpiece often sparks a certain joy in Leslie. In her 17 years of playing international netball, there's one competition that stands out to her above all else, the 2014 Games in Glasgow. Though 8 years have passed since then for Leslie, nothing can compare to that feeling of a home Games. And reconnecting with those that are in the Thistles team then is still one of her favourite things to do.
Commonwealth Games 2014 will always be one that will stick in probably that team's memory for such a long period of time, and still we get to the summer period over the last couple of years since 2014, and the memories come back on your Facebook page, and they're just reminders of each other. Like, we just check in with each other at that point to say, oh my God, that was amazing. We still have those memories. We're never going to get away from how good a home games was in terms of hosting in Glasgow, walking out in front of like sellout crowds. It was just an unbelievable atmosphere, and to captain that squad and leading them out and standing shoulder to shoulder with your best mates and your teammates to ensure that you've done everything possible to be the best at that moment in time was just an amazing, amazing feeling.
Those special emotions that Leslie went through will soon be coming for the current crop of Thistles. And just thinking about what they're about to experience puts a wicked grin on the former skipper's face.
You get excited about it because you know the feelings that you experienced and everything around just being part of the games and the team and the Team Scotland, etc. It's a huge opportunity for these guys to showcase the sport, but also to bring together the 12 plus the wider squad that have been part of that journey to make them ensure that they are the best team prepared as individuals, but also as a team. Like, it does get you excited because you know what they're going to experience. And it's one of, as I say, it's a memory that they will have forever. And hopefully it's going to be a good one.
As for any advice Leslie has for the 12 competing in Birmingham, one particular thing comes to mind.
It's an occasion that you want to ensure that you suck in everything that goes on around about you, but at the same time, hit that court, you step over that line, and you are going to be the best you can be.
With all the emotional rush that comes from reflecting on the Commonwealth Games and seeing how healthy netball in Scotland is right now, Leslie smiles when asked if she'd wear the Thistles dress tomorrow. But her answer immediately turns to those currently in the squad and just how special she believes they are.
You would always like to think that you'd be able to put a dress back on, but certainly this group of players, I truly believe, is one of the best that we've had from a technical, tactical perspective. These guys are going to push anything that has come previously. And again, that just comes down to, one, the support that they receive, two, the coaching support that they've got, but also the dedication the players are now putting in from themselves. Like, they work full-time, like you say, they're students, but they're also dedicated to their training. So yes, we're not a professional sport, but they're literally having to work and train as if they are professional athletes. So, and that's just themselves in terms of they're dedicated to ensure that they are the best they can be going forward. And the sport has moved on so much that there's much more preparation required from an athlete perspective to ensure that they can compete faster, stronger, fitter than anyone else that's going to be up against them. So I certainly think this is an exciting group that will certainly be part of the major legacy that they will leave behind.
Having so much pride in the playing squad means that what comes next for those in the Scottish national team is also something close to Leslie's heart. While these upcoming Commonwealth Games are crucial to their development and she wants them to relish the occasion, she knows that more has to be done to keep pushing the sport forward. Leslie's aspirations for the Thistles are high, but it's a song she knows everyone involved in Netball Scotland is also singing.
We always talk about like world rankings or and even just being a professional sport. We'd love the fact that all our athletes were professional athletes and we have a professional set within the sidings, and they're not having to work full time and then come into training, that we can automatically just say, right, we've got 16 full-time athletes that are going to now push ourselves because we can be better athletes and we can be better on court because of that. But also from a rankings perspective, that we're starting to push up the rankings even further now. So we're going to be top 4, 5, 6 in the world, so that because we've got the athletes who are now in full-time positions.
Keeping the momentum going and sport growing won't be easy. But given how much being a Thistle means to Leslie, she is driven to make sure that future Scotland stars will have what they need to be the best they can be.
When you look at everything that's happened within the 17 years of being part of the Thistle setup and the squads, and like 132 caps, you're captain for your country, there's so much that then contributes to you from a personal perspective. And then there's so many ups and downs, there's so much support that you require within different environments and different situations within the sport. And like, you've had some of your worst times, but also some of your best times, and you'll never forget that. So the people who have been involved in that journey with you, you're never not going to be friends with those people. So some of my best friends are still my best friends because of just things happen, like, and you always share that with each other, and no one else knows that story. And I think that's the beautiful things about the sport, that you always cherish those memories with certain individuals, and it's a very small number of people that get the opportunity to do that. And again, I think that's such a unique thing. There's only so many people, again, from our legacy perspective, that have been involved in our sport and had the opportunity to showcase what we're all about. And I think that's just such a nice thing to just have. Certainly it has had a huge contribution in terms of how I am and who I am today, and I wouldn't have changed it for anything in the world.